I had one while I was using it because I couldn't find mine.
I want to call the Business Finance and Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6:30. It's time for invocation. Rendell, please.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this evening that you blessed us with, for this day that you blessed us with. Lord, we ask that you open up the minds and the hearts for tonight's meeting and just keep everything for the best for the tribe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. At the time, April, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Jim, you got four present and one absent.
Okay, four present, one absent. Adam Jones has been excused tonight. He's out of state. Moving on down the agenda. Oh, sorry. We have four present, one absent, cost of the quorum. Any business conducted not by official. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes of August 17th and September 8th. Okay, your second. Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
We got three in favor and none against.
Yeah, three in favor and against. That's been approved. Now down to order of business. This TR 16-150. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the executive branch to prepare and submit grant applications to federal and state governmental agencies and private foundations for both FY 2017 and FY 2018. And authorizing the principal chief to execute all necessary grant documents. Sponsor is Randall Hicks, and co-sponsor David Hill. Motion to pass. You have a second?
Second.
Okay, floor is open for discussion.
Yeah, we reviewed this for the chief's office. There's currently a resolution in place that allows every time the department has to apply for grants, and only that grant funding agency wants some kind of proof to show that the nation supports that. If we're awarded it, there is a current resolution that's identical to this that authorizes the application for grants for 2015 and 2016. So of course we'll end here at the end of the month. So this just allows departments to keep applying for grants through 2017 and 2018. So I have to come to the council to get this resolution every single time.
Okay. Any questions? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
Randall?
No.
James? Hearing none, roll call please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, you got three in favor and none against.
Yeah, three in favor and none against has been approved. Next on the agenda is TR 16-151. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Terry A. Costanza to serve on the Muscogee Loan Board. Motion to postpone, he said.
For a month.
For a month.
For a month? Okay, for a month.
Second.
Second. Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, you got three in favor and then against.
Yeah, three in favor to postpone for 1 month. Moving on down the agenda. Is NCA 16-138. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation creating two new chapters under NCA Title 32 entitled By Native Act and Local Hire Act. This is postponed in August.
Chairman, make a motion to do pass for discussion.
Motion made for pass for due discussion. Here a second.
Second.
Okay. Floor is open for discussion.
Lindsay had sent an email today on the substitution. You know, Chief, I never did see Chief respond. Is he aware of all the changes?
Yeah, I think he's aware of that. I know he's seen the email. We didn't discuss it. He mentioned to Kevin he'd seen the email, but he didn't offer any other thoughts on it. So I'm not for sure what his thoughts are as far as the specific language that was added about exempting construction projects from the preference requirements for procurement. But I can confirm that with him tomorrow or ask him tomorrow.
Okay, I know.
More specific.
I know there's a bill out there that's going to be presented next Saturday, so. There's a couple of us just kind of wondering to see what would happen Saturday. I mean, what's the consensus of committee?
Yeah.
And I think also there's a meeting being discussed.
Yeah, the only direction we really got as far as drafting this legislation was we're going to move on repealing the tarot statute. I think a couple of things that were positive from the tarot statute as far as having a preference and procurement for Native or Cree-owned companies just to try and make sure the nation's dollars are spent in Indian country and stay in Indian country. We'd like to see that preserved. And, you know, Tarot, that he did do some positive things as far as requiring citizens of other tribes who live in our jurisdiction to work on our construction projects. And we kind of, people would like to see that continue. That's really the only direction we got. So
yeah, I mean, I would be in favor of that. But
and then this was just our best attempt at trying to
Yeah. You want to change your motion to postpone to next month until after?
Yeah, make a motion to postpone next month.
Okay, so your first motion you rescind, okay. Okay, and your motion is now to postpone for 1 month.
Yeah.
Okay, here, second.
Second.
Okay.
Will this be the third?
No, second. Time. Yeah. So roll call, please, on postpone for 1 month.
Be pretty general, and or I are happy to answer any more questions. Come to the planning if you guys want to discuss it more in depth in the room here and answer questions.
Okay.
Just let us know.
Okay. Thank you.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got three in favor and then
yeah,
against.
Three in favor and against has been postponed for 1 month only. Okay. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 16-157. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNSA Title 16, Chapter 10, titled Establishment of the Muscogee Creek Nation Athletic Commission, Muscogee Creek Nation Athletic Commission Rules for Boxing and Other Activities.
Motion to
Here, a second. This was, sorry, I guess I should relinquish the chair,
no,
sorry.
You're fine.
This was to establish a revolving fund account for them because they generate funds from time to time and it just makes it easier to take care of the money at the controller's office. Any questions? Anything else? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Can we get three in favor and none against?
Yeah, three in favor and none against has been approved. I will.
You can go ahead.
Are you sure? Okay. Next on the agenda is NCA 16-158, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to a political candidate.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Here, a second.
Second.
Okay. If you look at your legislation, the Oklahoma State House District Representative District 75 in Tulsa is helped by Representative Dan Kirby, who is a Creek citizen, and he has an opponent this year, so he's asking us for a political donation for his campaign. Any questions for me or anything? Not roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Coming up, three in favor and none against.
Yeah, three in favor and none against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is it'll be the internal permit fund. Is that correct, Linda? Okay, moving on the agenda is NCA 16-159, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation for the tribal membership fees of the National Congress of American Indians, NCAI. Here, motion to adopt. Here, second.
Second.
Okay. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Any questions?
I think we're all in agreement that NCAI could be a very powerful, useful tool for us if we, you know, participate fully in that organization, I think. So,
Any questions, Pete?
No questions.
David? No. James? Here no questions. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Herman, you got 3 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Next one's NCA 16-160. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 32, Chapter 3-101, entitled Surplus Tribal Property, Procedure for Disposal, and 3-102A, entitled Certification of Property as Surplus to Needs of Program Use of Property.
I'm going to make a motion to pass.
Okay, motion to pass. And, Jan, you want to comment on that, please?
Sure. Thank you. This is a bill that is to allow gaming to sell their surplus property. So right now, anything that they deem a surplus, it has to go down to GSA. But it's so specialized for gaming that things such as software could actually be resold to other gaming facilities. I think one of the things was Konami stuff, and these sync boxes. And it's something that we don't really feel like that GSA may not have the expertise. I'm not saying against GSA, it's just that it's so specific to gaming that it's best suited that gaming recoup those expenses. So a lot of times they can reach out to other properties and make sure that they wipe all of their information, then they resell that, and then that money will go back into gaming to use for other things.
Any questions? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
Randall?
Yes, sir.
James? Okay, any questions? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Coming at 3 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Moving on to deferred legislation for funding source. Linda, can you tell us what the funding sources are for all the legislation here? Do you know that? All of it? Okay. Have you heard the controller said the interest on permanent fund is a funding source for all of them? So to hear a motion to approve the funding of, for the interest fund on all legislation that we refer to us at NCA 16-132, 142, 149, 150, 153, 155, and 156.
I'm going to make the motion to approve legislation 7H.
Okay.
Okay.
Second made. Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Coming at 3 in favor and none against.
Have 3 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Moving on down the agenda is other business. Here, motion to an executive session.
Yes, they're right there.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Other business. Get the executive session part, you know. We have two items for consideration. First one, TR 16-153, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the use of the Great Seal of the Muskogee Creek Nation to be displayed in a biography of Turner Bear Jr. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Make a motion to add to the agenda.
Okay, do you hear a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got 3 in favor and 0 against.
And 3 in favor and 0 none against. That will be added to the agenda. Next one, item for consideration is NCA 16-163, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending Title 36, Section 4-106, entitled Exemptions and creating a new Chapter 9 and Title 36, entitled Resort Fee Code. A motion to accept, add to the agenda.
Chairman, make a motion to add to the agenda.
Okay. I'll hear a second.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got 3 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, none against. The item added to the agenda. So, first item is TR 16-153. A tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the use of the Great Seal of the Muskogee Creek Nation to be displayed in a biography of Turner Bear Jr. What's the motion pleasure of the committee?
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Here a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I call Mr. Savory. I call him Savory. He's doing this biography of Turner Bear Jr., which I believe Representative Jennings knows him as well. And Paige, after reading this, I mean, it's very interesting what he's done. And so with the biography, they also have Susan from Cherokee and Chonka. They're still waiting on Chonka, but they're wanting to use the seal to have this one. Which I thought it was a good idea for you.
Okay. And questions?
Also, okay. And also, Mr. James Jennings wanted to be added as a co-sponsor.
Okay, all in favor of adding James as a co-sponsor? Say aye. And Pete, okay. All in favor say aye to add those two co-sponsors? Oh, okay. Randall? Okay. So we have James Jennings representing Pete Beaver, Randall Hicks. Asked to be co-sponsors. So all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Okay. Co-sponsors. Any other questions?
You want to say anything, John?
James, questions?
No, I mean, I don't have any questions. I just have a comment. Okay. I didn't know Mr. Barry was a teacher at Sequoia when I was there, so I've known him quite a while.
Okay, good. Okay. Anything other thing? Nothing else? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Coming at 3 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and none against. That's been approved. The next on the agenda is NCA 16-163, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending Title 36, Section 4-106, entitled Exemptions, and creating a new Chapter 9 in Title 36, entitled Resort Fee Code. Question of the committee?
Motion to pass.
Here, a second?
Second.
Okay. Y'all, you want?
So actually this came out of the tax commissioner's office, but it came from a meeting between the tax commissioner, the executive branch, as well as the chief, the second chief, and a couple of council members and gaming for this meeting, and this will allow for a resort fee to be tacked onto each room in conference facilities. A 6% is going to take the place of the tax. So instead of us putting on the receipt that it's a tax of 6%, we're getting away from that tax language just for reporting reasons, and we're going to call it a resort fee for the consumers. The consumer will pay that fee and not anything on the nation or anyone else.
And Mr. Pick, Jerry called me today, and he's in agreement with us and everything, so he had no problem with us going forward. And the reason why, I guess, we need to get to it sooner than later is that, I guess, it's time for the casino to start implementing this stuff into their system and so forth, you know, so. So that's the deal.
So how was that 6% determined?
It's because it's our travel tax already.
It's already travel tax.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you have been to Margarita, if you notice, if you look at the tax, you know, and you calculate that at percentage of it, it's 13%. So they're holding out 7% and also our 6% on sales in the Margaritaville restaurant. So at this point in time. It just says tax. It doesn't give you a percentage, but if you calculate it, it's 13%. So don't write that in the paper.
I actually have a fix for that. I will explain that. I don't want to talk about something in the year tomorrow. I'll bring that back. I'll send you guys a memo next week.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? And then roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 3 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Okay, a motion to go to executive session.
Motion to go to executive session.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Just counsel, please. Oh, second. Who's second it?
Nobody.
Second. All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay. We're in executive session now.